Hi, folks. Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Welcome to Real Estate News. I'm your host, Scott Olson. We've got Jay Harmon with me here from Angelo Tree Experts, and Jay's going to talk to us about something I know quite a bit about here lately, is termites. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm Scott Allison. Hey, Jay, thanks for being here.
Scott, thanks for having me today.
And I appreciate you coming. I appreciate, first off, you going all the way to Sonora for me.
Well, you know, that wasn't that big of a chore, but once I got to see your house and the beautiful ranch, it made it all worthwhile.
Well, I appreciate that. But, folks, I wanted Jay to talk a little bit about termites, and we've talked before, and one thing we've said is there's two kind of houses, those that got termites and those that are going to get them.
That's right, Scott. Doing this as long as I have, and growing up in West Texas, Midland, a lot of new homeowners would freak when they hear the word termites, but it's nothing that can't be treated.
Well, in fact, what we're just talking about, I've got a little place in Sonora, and went down there, I'm looking at the door jamb, I'm looking at this stuff, I'm going, oh man, that's termites. So I called Jay, and he did, he came all the way down there and treated. Let's talk about, because I learned something watching you do it, kind of, if you don't mind, from when somebody sees, or if when you do an inspection, you find signs, of course, if they are already living there and they're on a sale process, like you, I know you're doing a couple of termite treatments for, or not treatments, but inspections for us, what are some things they need to look for?
Sure, and let me start, Scott, by saying, yes, we are Angelo Tree Experts, but we're a licensed pest control company, so not do we just know trees, we know termites. So not to confuse anybody here, but when we go into doing inspections for a house that either somebody owns or purchasing through a real estate transaction, we like to check the inside and outside of the house, from the sheetrock to the window sills, door jams, everywhere possible that cellulose is in a house.
Because cellulose.
Termites love cellulose. That's wood, the paper inside the sheetrock. I've seen termites eating actual pictures hanging on people's wall, eating the family portraits. So anything that is cellulose, termites will eat. Digest it.
And what I noticed was, like, in there I could see where it looked like, I guess I don't know how to describe it. Were they eating away eating the wood?
That's right. It almost takes like somebody's taking a sander to it and smoothed it out. And that's what termites do. They actually digest, unlike, you know, a lot of people think carpenter ants eat wood. They do not eat wood. They chew on it to build a nest, but termites actually eat and digest the wood. So, and that being the sheetrock, the paper on the sheetrock, they love because it's easier for them to digest. Cool.
And you made a comment, and I agree with you. When people hear the word termites, oh my god, oh my god. Well, you know, you see these African shows, and they show a termite deal where the mound's, you know, 10 foot tall. And what I've been told, and stop me if I'm wrong here, but yes, we have termites for sure in West Texas, but our termites aren't the bad, bad kind of termites.
Correct. We have subterranean termites. It's not like the termites on the African network, the channels on the Animal Planet, where you see the 6 foot mounds, or say take somewhere like Louisiana. Where they have dry wood termites, or even, you know, the coast, Houston and Corpus, where walls fall down and the house has been eaten up with termites for 10 years and nobody's known it. Those are dry wood termites where they have to put the tents over the house. But us in West Texas, Concho Valley area, We have subterranean termites. Subterranean mean they live in the ground. They come up, eat on the wood, and return back to the ground. So 9 times out of 10, they don't get to do any structural damage without us seeing it. So usually it's cosmetic. It's minor. Don't get me wrong, to a homeowner, it's still a tragic experience. Sure, but it can be fixed typically with some patch and some paint, and life is good. So a little different style of termites. So if you can judge the termites, I guess you could say we have the good termites.
Yeah.
The least damage,
which is what I meant, subterranean. So I learned a new term, a termite term here. Okay, now watching you the other day, you went around the house and you drilled holes.
We did. Depending on the chemical, there's a saying, the label is the law. We're all licensed under the Structural Pest Control Board. And we have certain requirements what to do, but the chemical we use tells us exactly what we should be doing. So I used a chemical called Termidor. It's the number one termiticide company in the world and has been for the last 10 years maybe. But that's why you have concrete wrapped around every inch of your property. So we want to get the chemical under or around your house. So to do that, we had to drill all your concrete.
Okay. And I noticed you did a deal and you pumped it into the ground.
That's correct. Every 10 linear feet, you want 4 gallons of chemical. So I had to figure out your square footage and then go around. And we pumped in roughly 30 to 50 pounds of pressure per square foot. And we push it in underneath your house and around your slab.
Okay. We were talking because I've been told in the past, and you corrected me. I said, you don't actually kill termites. You just run them over to the next house. You said, no, we can actually kill them now.
That is correct. In the old days, you have chemicals, what you call repellents or non-repellents. Repellents in the old days with the Termidor. Durisban. That's what most people are familiar with. Durisban, Chlordane, those type of things.
Now, those got banned.
yes. But those were repellents, meaning the termite would sense the chemical. They would see it, or sometimes they sacrifice termites, would send them through it, and they would die. So then there's a barrier there, so they just would truck on down to where there's no more barrier. Now the chemicals don't have an odor. They're called non-repellents, meaning it allows the termites to travel through the chemical. Termites communicate through touching. So as they rub each other past each other, the chemical is passed from termite to termite to termite to termite till it gets back to the colony. And then, for layman's terms, it's almost like overdosing them on Dexatrim. You know, it speeds up their metabolism, their heart, everything. So it will actually kill the termites and not drive them to your neighbor's
now,
house.
This is maybe a really stupid question. I'm going to say right away. Do they have a queen?
Termites do have a queen, but they also reproduce asexually. So when they swarm, termites are typically white, transparent. And when they swarm is when people think they have the flying ants in their house. They turn black. They grow an exoskeleton layer. It's a shield of armor. 4 equal-sized wings. The only insects out of a million plus that have 4 equal-sized wings. But it appears to be only 2 wings. But then when they swarm out of the walls, whichever way the wind's blowing is where they go. And then when they land, that's when you will see them actually pairing off. They lose their wings. And then that's how they reproduce and start a new colony.
So they only reproduce when they're flying around?
That's correct.
So, and is that why they swarm?
That's exactly why.
Not just to reproduce,
but also to expand their colony.
Makes sense. Yes. And I guess that's what a lot of us find out. Hey, we got termites.
That's
they're swarming.
Exactly right. And they always go to the nearest light source. It's amazing. Whether you can have the smallest window, but wherever they swarm, if they're inside your house and they swarm, they're going to go to the nearest light source. And if you have termites in your house, they're going to swarm. So that's the reason that subterranean termites don't get to do a whole lot of damage without people knowing it and their house falling apart.
It's because they're pretty visible.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, you hear on the reports, wood-to-ground contact, different things like that. Well, I know when they're pouring slabs, you know, they do the wood and the driveway, whatever. So it's on every house.
Wood-to-ground contact is on every house, Scott, across America, along with a lot of things. Those reports have a lot of things. And unfortunately, today's society, it's protect yourself. It's protect the company doing the work, as well as the homeowner, the builder, everything. Everybody's got to protect yourself. Conducive conditions are what those reports are asking for. Now, there's conditions on every house across America, and all we're doing is making you aware that, hey, this house has conducive conditions. That could be wood-to-ground contact, the wooden fence touching the house, too many shrubs, excessive shrubs, the soil line too high, too low. That doesn't mean you're going to get termites because you have those things. This means it's possible. But living here, you'll know, you throw a piece of wood out on the ground, you're going to get termites on it.
You do. And it kind of led me into this next question. But let's say we got our house here, and you see a fence, a big old yard, and you can tell there's termites in that fence. What if it's in the fence and not in the house?
My theory on that is you can go and treat it, but they're going to come back. I mean, you have wood touching the ground, or sometimes the ground is up above the wood. So you can spray it, but just because your fence has them or your yard has them or your flower bed doesn't mean you're going to get them in your house. That's just a simple fact.
Okay. Folks, we need to take a quick commercial break. We've got some more questions for Jay and some good information. Jay, great information so far.
Thank you.
But don't go away. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
Welcome back to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Jay Harmon with me, and we're talking about termites, and I just dealt with them myself on a personal level. Of course, I deal with them every day almost in the real estate business, and Jay's got some good information. But Jay, I've got a question for you. Stucco houses. We're just talking about the termites. Do they actually like stucco?
They will. It's not that they like the stucco, but they will travel through the stucco to get to the wood. So even on stucco houses, you know there's that small gap between the stucco and the studs and the sheetrock, and they will travel through that to get to what they're needing.
When I say stucco in San Angelo, I think most of the people, the newer houses, that's really a power wall.
That's exactly right.
And they do have the ridges, and they have the expansion joints.
That's right. And that's the not saying the termites can't travel. They won't eat through stucco because they can't eat through cement, but they will find gaps to travel through.
Okay.
I've seen them. There was one particular property in Midland one time. I was young in my career. Asphalt parking lot. It was a doctor's office. Asphalt parking lot. Stucco building. And on the inside of the stucco building was a wall full of nothing but shelves of the vanilla folders with the people's medical histories, file folders, where they call. And this one wall had the 10-plus year patients, or hadn't been in a long time, and they went and pulled one, and half of the medical records were missing. So they started pulling files out. And we went in and could not find any termites. Outside, asphalt, stucco, but they found this space between the stucco, which you considered a power wall expansion joint, that came through and traveled to where they found something to eat.
Well, so like on a brick home, I know you have the little weep holes in the bottom. They can
travel through a brick home, the brick wall, because there's always that 1 1/4 inch gap between a brick and when the actual wall starts. So they will travel through anything they need to find their food source.
They're little pesty suckers, aren't they?
They are. I did one yesterday on Douglas where pier and beam house, we actually got underneath the house, could not see any signs of termite tubes, but there was active termites right next to the front door. There was a void between the porch and where in the house started, where they poured tile over the porch, and that's where the termites came through.
So, in fact, you see that a lot where they pour cement and there's that gap right there. So they come up through that gap.
That's correct.
Okay, boy, this is some good stuff. Okay, so we basically got the brick house, the pier and beam.
Pier and beam, you know, another prime example where a lot of times on pier and beams, and those aren't real common anymore. But pier and beam, you know, you have dirt, a concrete wall, and I've gone under houses where the piers weren't even concrete. I've seen them be cedar posts.
Which in the old days, that's real common.
That was extremely common. And I've gone under houses, and it looked like it was covered in grass, but it wasn't grass. It was actually termite tubes coming up from the ground.
Hey, one thing that I don't see many of many more, and this may be the reason why, people had atriums right in the middle of their house.
Right, correct.
And I think a lot of, was that because of a termite issue, because it was like they said just an invitation to come on in?
Yeah, I don't know what the purpose of the atriums were for, but that, you know, a lot of houses used to have them, and it was pretty common to see the termites.
Come right there with it in, yes, the wood bark. And
that's exactly right.
So you kind of see that going away, which makes sense because that's obviously an open area.
Correct.
So if we have subterranean, they come through the ground right into your house.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay, building a new house, I know we get pre-treats.
Yes.
What kind of effect, or how long does that kind of last, or?
Pre-treats are extremely important. It's a city code. It's required. All builders are doing them. Every chemical is different on how long they last. Most chemicals nowadays come with a 5 to 8 year warranty. And every label clearly states under ideal conditions, this is how long it will last. Ideal conditions being you don't have a slab leak, you don't have conducive conditions. So, you know, if you get 5 years, consider yourself lucky.
Well, and a concern I'm a little bit worried about, too, and we're hearing more and more about it. You know, through Southwest San Angelo, we have clay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's period. You can drive around and you can see the red clay all the way from Bentwood to the Bluffs.
Right.
And that means that soils, especially with this weird weather, you know, it gets 107, then it, you know, we get it to, you know, 8 inches of rain.
Sure.
Then we don't get any rain for 6 months. To me, that looks like that soil open and shut, and if obviously it's going to affect some of the cement.
It does, right. You know, the houses expanding or the slabs moving and shifting. Termites will come through a pinhole crack, pinhole. Even if you have no shifting of the foundation, just around your plumbing lines, you know, things are going to crack. If you go into any house, Scott, and you're aware of it, if you pull up carpet, whether it's a new house or 20, you're going to have hairline cracks.
Yeah, period.
And that's all it takes.
It dries and it cracks. That's what it does.
And that's all it takes. I've seen them. I've seen termites every inch of a house, but from the plumbing areas to no plumbing areas, pinhole cracks, all it takes for termites to start a colony in your house.
But that's been some awesome information. And well, I kind of want to get in one thing, switching horses on us, was the bees. Because, you know, in fact, we kind of nicknamed you the bee guy there for a while and had several incidents with it.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about that. Folks, we had a real property out at the lake.
Right.
And like we called Jay. I said, we got a swarm of bees. And you'd think that's an easy thing to get rid of or handle. And it's a dangerous thing at one point. Tell us about that a little bit.
It's extremely dangerous. Now, over the 15 plus years I've been in the business, I've learned to master them. And I have some stories, Scott, that I could tell you that you wouldn't believe. And from the day we very first started, me and my little brother, we got our first bee job. And I couldn't afford a bee suit.
You know, it's kind of half funny, the bee job.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, a bee suit back then was $300-something. And you're thinking, I'll never make enough money to pay for a bee suit. and so it's in the middle of summer, and we're wrapped up in our winter coats and ski goggles and had no clue. And finally, I took a class in California on bees and learned exactly what I was doing. And so over the years, I've done bee jobs from in the middle of the oil field from drilling rigs where they've shut down drilling rigs to residential houses, the eaves, overhangs, out on farms and ranches, you name it. I've seen bees either swarm and land on something and cause a problem or get into a structure of a house and not really causing a problem except the people trying to live there.
Well, I remember the one at the lake, when you,
yes,
pull the sheetrock back, they basically, because the honey was dripping out. I mean, they built their little, the whole deal.
That's correct. I've done so many where honeybees always going to have a honey nest, honeycomb, and depending on the size of the structure is how big the comb is. And a lot of people think, well, I'll just seal the hole up and I'll kill them. They always find an exit hole. They always will find an exit hole. Or they'll just try to pump powder in there. Well, it might kill that first layer or two of nest, but the 15 nests behind them, combs, I shouldn't call them nests, combs behind them are still active with honey, and that's where the bees are. So I've learned over the years, you know, we wear bee suits, but I absolutely love and enjoy, because that's the only thing. I've been doing this for so long now. Whether we're cutting a big tree or doing a termite job, nothing is going to get your blood adrenaline rushing like doing a job where you got killer bees or just honeybees that are extremely aggressive. And they
now,
don't
do you
want
actually
you.
Kill the bees or do you move the bees?
It depends. Sometimes we do relocate them. Most of the time we do kill them. Just for the simple fact that most counties are quarantined now.
You know, these people are picturing you this little bee suit with wings on the back. Okay.
Yeah. It's not quite that way, I promise. But most counties are quarantined because of the Africanized bees. We'll just say killer bees. So, and it takes one or two Africanized bees to take over a regular honeycomb colony. So, honeybee colony. So, most of the time it's just simpler, easier to abstract them and kill them. But, so over the years, and even for you, Scott, a couple of your agents have been using me, and they've had me in some pretty peculiar and unusual places to get rid of bees.
That's how you got nicknamed the Bee Boy.
Yes, yeah. Well, so, whatever it took to get in the door.
Yeah, it worked. And we laugh about it, but I still remember it was a serious deal. You know, we had people living there, and they were talking. They said, there's honey dripping out of my wall. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. There was honey dripping out of their wall.
Absolutely. And I've done so many where we've had to remove the sheetrock and just fill up 55-gallon trash bags over and over, just full of honeycomb and physically the honey dripping out everywhere. I've had to remove brick from an exterior of our house to get rid of the comb. Because a lot of times if you just leave it, you're thinking, okay, we'll kill the bees but leave the comb. The honey's still going to dry, and then it has the worst smell ever.
See, I wouldn't have thought.
Dried honey, this old dried abandoned honey just stinks. Make the house smell, and eventually it will get hot enough that it will start running down your walls, inside your sheetrock, or wherever there be. 9 times out of 10, they're in the soffit boards of a house, or the exterior of a house. But I've done them inside living rooms, exterior walls. Like I said, they've shut down drilling rigs before.
And just from a personal experience, too, when you say, well, we see a couple of bees, that's not what we're talking about.
Absolutely
you'll know
not.
When you have a bee problem.
You will absolutely know.
And especially with kids and animals and stuff, you definitely want that taken care of immediately.
Last one I did for one of your real estate agents, Debbie Wilson, was out off Bell Street, and the bees there actually killed some livestock, killed a couple of horses before I was able to get there and take care of the problem. It was one of the old radio stations, and I can't remember where what it was exactly, what building it was. Just I know it killed some livestock out there.
So that's right here in San Angelo.
Oh, absolutely. It was on Bell Street out by the city dump.
Wow. So we've got termites and bees. Let's talk about our last thing. I know because we're on our extermination stuff. What about the nasty old bugs, the cockroaches and the stuff like that? Any help recommendations there? Keep your house clean. I know
that's
one.
Cockroaches are one of the more difficult things. Sometimes you...
Well, see, they've been around since dinosaurs.
Exactly, and will be around after us. But a lot of times you people are seeing the what we call American cockroach. It's still a what we say water bug, but it's American cockroach. Those are an easy fix. Most of the time, you'll see one or two in the house, and typically once you see them in their house, they're already dead. But we call them water bugs because they like to be in the flower beds under the mulch.
And it sounds nicer.
Absolutely sounds much nicer than the little bitty ones that run around the cabinets at night. Other than that, you know, with our climate, it's always changing. It's hot. It's good to have the house sprayed every 3 or 4 times a year here, inside and out. And sometimes even fog in the attic goes a long way as well.
To do it.
I know in Cristoval, a lot of those houses are actually rock. They're kind of out in a little bit of a country, and they have a scorpion problem. And that's when fog in the attic comes.
So at the ranch, we have some scorpions.
Right. And fog in the attic is extremely important when you're trying to get rid of scorpions.
Because I know kind of the last bug, and the scorpions, the little traps, the little glue traps.
I'm a big fan of taking, and I learned this in the hill country, of taking a simple knot light. We used to go to the dollar store and buy the 99-cent knot lights and buy hundreds of them, and then glue boards. And every electrical outlet in the hallway, bedrooms, we would put a glue board underneath the knot light. And in the hill country, you'd go back the next day to inspect it, and you'd have 50, 60 scorpions on those glue boards, so because they're attracted to the light. So that's a good cheap thing that a homeowner can do without having to call a company right there.
See, just listen in. You got some good free advice, and those little glue boards are good too.
Absolutely, for a lot of things.
Mice, but scorpions, especially out in the country, like you
in
said.
In the country, glue boards should be your friends.
Yes, because scorpions—they scare the hell out of me.
Right, and they hurt too.
Yeah, they do. So, man, folks, we're gonna have to take another quick commercial break. Jay, I appreciate it a lot. This was some good information, folks. I hope y'all got some good information out of it. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors and talk a little bit about some houses. Hi, folks. Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo. For all your tree diagnostic needs, call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
Welcome back to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I still got Jay sitting here with me. Jay, that was still a great job. We have to talk a little bit real estate now, though. Rentals. We've actually got more rentals now. You know, we went through a period that we didn't have hardly any rentals. You know, it's the summer. I mean, we'd get a house and go. We have about six right now. And anywhere the cheapest one's about $900 up to about $1,500. Anywhere from a two-bedroom up to a five-bedroom.
Why is that, Scott? Why are you having more rent houses now?
I think a little bit it slowed down. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think a lot of us, and me included, started buying some rent property. So we have more on the market. But everything they're telling us come January, this is going to switch again. So we'll just wait and see. But all the indications seem that that's going to be the case. And that's why you'll see the prices. You know, people say, well, the rents went way up. Well, you know, realtors made the rents go up. Well, realtors don't have control to do that.
Right.
The market does.
That's exactly right.
So the more you see, you know, the more houses we have, the lower the rents will get. Right now, it's almost kind of a good amount. For a while, they're getting high.
Sure. And I think it's kind of evened out right now. And longtime residents, I could see them not always being happy about this, but our economy is doing extremely well right now, and I would think everybody should be pretty grateful for that.
And some of our new stuff, and you'll see it's still, we list the houses, especially under 200, we list them, we'll get two or three offers on them. But here's a little scenario. This comes from the Texas A&M Research Center. A perfect market is about 3 months, 2.5 to 3 months. That means supply of houses for that amount. Right now, we're at about 3 months. So that means that the seller's getting a fair market price and the buyer's paying a fair market price, which is a good market for everybody.
You want, right.
You know, when you see us drop down like Austin, where they have a 30-day supply of houses, you know, sellers are selling above market, way above market.
And it's the same in, say, Midland or Odessa now as well.
Exactly. Midland, Odessa, and Austin are the three hottest ones. I've been in this place when it was just the opposite. We had a year's supply, and people were literally paying to sell their houses. So right now, it's a good place to be in San Angelo, Texas. It's a good place to rent a house. It's a good place to buy a house. And it's a good place to get your termite stuff done.
That's exactly right.
It is good right now. But we do got some rentals right now. And I hope everybody had a Merry, Merry Christmas. And I hope everybody has a safe, Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, it's very important that everybody had a good Christmas and is thankful for what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah, and I like the Merry Christmas, not the Happy Holidays. I like the Merry Christmas.
That's exactly
folks,
right.
Late Merry Christmas to y'all and a Happy, Happy New Year. Catch us next Sunday. Have a great, great day.
Thanks, Angel.
Hi, folks. Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9.